This fertile valley, hundreds of kilometers east of Marrakesh, looked very different 3 years ago. Instead of this organic farm, the land here had been claimed by the desert. The farmers that work it today live precariously.
Before, we were oppressed by periods of drought. Even if you wanted to work the land, if you wanted to do things, there was no water. People lived on the edge of death.
During the frequent droughts, Mohammed Ait Lamin and others left their families to look for work on construction sites in cities far away.
Then there was barely enough food, just barely enough. It wasn't like now.
2 years ago, international donors put up money to drill a well. The Moroccan government donated land, and 30 of Hartchau's poorest families brought a cornucopia out of the ground.
Last year, I sold 400 to 500 kilos of green peas. We thank God. Tomatoes, watermelon, potatoes, carrots, turnips, peppers. We've got all vegetables here.
The land had been divided into plots and distributed to residents who had no arable soil of their own. Foreign aid paid for the pump that brings up the water and fills this reservoir. The farmers themselves pay to keep it running. Their new irrigation method has cut water usage by half.
In the past, we worked in a haphazard way, without any techniques. We worked as our fathers did.
Now the farmers plant their crops closer together and run water through narrow trenches. The technique was taught by aid workers, who also showed the farmers how to fertilize with compost or manure.
What we're doing now is better. Now we have real techniques.
The methods they learned here are already being used in other regions, but it's not simple. Lassen Khalouki is president of Hartchau's Development Association.
It can be replicated, but the first thing is to have the space. Without land, one cannot do anything. Also, it's necessary to have a fund for the management of the land.
And farmers who can make the desert bloom. Solana Pine for VOA News, Hartchau, Morocco.